You know, Parliament of Malawi has been a casualty of the past three waves of COVID. We've lost quite a good number of members of Parliament, ministers. So this fourth wave of COVID has started while we were meeting as Parliament. And as a preventative measure, it is true, those that are not vaccinated cannot be allowed to enter the parliamentary premises.
So how is it going to be enforced? How would they know that you have not been vaccinated?
There is a system. So you're given a blue card. So what you do, you send your copy of your blue card with all the details to the data processing unit of the Minister of Health. The Minister of Health will be able to validate that the document that you are holding is indeed valid, and it shows in their database that you have received COVID at such a clinic on this date. So if it's Johnson & Johnson, you've received it once. If it's AstraZeneca, which is the common one, you've received it twice. And then they will generate an electronic certificate. They'll send you a number. This number you use to claim your own certificate. So certificates are individualized and they are electronic certificates.
I read another article, some people arguing that enforcing a vaccine mandate is a violation of their human rights. Do some members of parliament feel that way?
They do feel that way, and there are members of parliament that haven't been vaccinated, and some are religious reasons, some are just, they don't like it, they don't want it. Some, they have own their theories, they don't like vaccines, and they aren't vaccinated, but they are in parliament. So the people that are saying it's a violation of their rights, they are true. Some members of parliament are complaining the same. They're saying, why should a member of parliament be given a leave of absence? Well, they are within parliament premises, but they are not allowed. Why can't they just do without? And then parliament is saying, no, there's an option where you can get the test. So the test only lasts 48 hours. So if you're in parliament, every 48 hours, you have to prove a new test result, which is quite expensive on the member of parliament because you have to pay those bills on your own.
Particularly with the new COVID-19 variant, the Omicron, don't you think members of parliament should take the lead to be vaccinated?
Members of parliament should take the lead to be vaccinated. But you know, there are things you cannot force on everyone, because even members of parliament have their rights. They feel they can do some things or not. Even members of parliament belong to religious groups. So at the end of the day, it's actually very difficult to justify to say, should members of parliament be vaccinated? The same debate came on the floor of the House on something different. For example, the rights for women to procure an abortion when they need to. Parliament was completely divided. So should members of parliament be proactive towards vaccinations? My answer would be straight up, we need to. But at the end of the day, members of parliament have their rights, and we cannot violate that. If you ask me individually as a member of parliament for my constituency, I am advocating for people in my constituency, Malawians out there, to go and get vaccinated.
Honorable Mutsuwa, it's so nice to talk with you, and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you. Thank you very much for talking to me.